Good morning and welcome. Thank you for joining me here today. If you found yourself here, there may be a message for your healing journey, soul's evolution, transformation, or simply information. Today, family and friends, we're going to do a little bit of a spiritual mind treatment. Yes, we're going to listen to grace, and when it occurs, sometimes we feel restless. What is still there? What is ruminating? What are we thinking about when we're restless? We're thinking about our blessings. We're thinking about our future. And sometimes we're manifesting. And the great spirits of all things are revealed to you. But let's take it back just a little bit. Before taking all those steps forward, we want to do sort of a mind treatment to see maybe if there's anything left to heal. Ask yourself, what are you ready to heal today? Who are you ready to become today? What limitations are you ready to let go of today? What are you ready to embody today? What are you ready to set free today? You see, within the magic and the miracles of our spirit, the mind treatments, we call them, it's about circumstances, your life, somebody else's life, or their projection of your life. Maybe they should focus on theirs and you can focus on yours. You see, a mindset. Free will, free choices, and freedom to speak. The freedom to live here in this beautiful earth and the land that God provides for us. And then we can manifest because there's more room. Miracles take place instantaneously when we go ahead and treat ourselves to not focus on lack, more about focusing on miracles. Not pretending, but we have a spiritual mind treatment, a feeling of freedom. Less confusion, more direction. Life and reclaiming your purpose, who you are, and what you came here to be and achieve and receive. The state of intention is so beautiful with a spiritual mindset. So treat yourself and maybe do a little mind treatment today. Expanding your consciousness, your clarity, bringing creativity, and maybe collaborations. Your spirit is calling in maybe a new career, maybe a new path, maybe a new venture in life, or maybe just venturing through your body, mind, and soul and just picking up what's no longer needed, sort of like cleaning up. One step at a time. Acknowledging your creations with Source, God, your divine team, dream team, or yourself. Don't forget to congratulate yourself for your achievements along the way. Then you can pick up any remaining items. Maybe you can acknowledge that they were there. You finally found what's missing. Maybe recognizing you have such divine intelligence that you put it in a safe place and now you found it. Maybe your consciousness and maybe the truth. The truth always sets us free. That inter-examination, the life force that needs to be nourished, nourishing every cell of your body, mind, and soul. And then recognizing that magnificence comes you, the power within. The power within you, and you can declare who you came here to be. The universal force is within you, and then it becomes external. Reveal the truth about your circumstance of your life as great, and then you can move forward with great movement and gratitude. We love gratitude because it is what it is. We know where we were. We know where we are and we have a filter and discernment and we can look through the eyes of the future. You see, releasing what no longer serves cleans the window to the future. Letting go of thoughts, controlling of how maybe the past was or what happened, and keep going over and over it because you know the truth. You let it go, you release it, it's outside of your body and you can see it now clearly, it's crystal clear. Sort of like the snow, toss it in there. Maybe you just look at it now. Maybe you toss it in a body of water. Maybe you have journaled and burned so much, it's beautiful. It looks like the snowy, beautiful snowy land that you may see, or maybe the water, it's precious. Just know that's your life. Your life is precious. Your needs matter, and what you're needing right now, maybe you haven't communicated. Sometimes the clarity comes when we clear out the fog or the debris. Maybe now you can communicate more clearly with your guides and see all possibilities of your future. Releasing what no longer serves, releasing it into the land, Mother Nature, Mother Gaia. And by the way, thank you for cleaning her up. She really has taken quite a undertaking, right? But don't worry. As long as we give her love to and clean up our lands, our communities, our areas, our homes, our lives, our body, mind, and soul, we become more clear for what we want to see in our world. Crystal clear intentions, being fully present right here and right now, bringing awareness to our breath centers, clearing our chakras, bringing more joy, having more expression to love and self and life, and knowing who you are, being creative between the lines. Sometimes they're curved. Remember, it's okay to create new lines. Letting go of yesterday, bringing in tomorrow, but sitting with today, embracing each moment with gratitude, with the newness of life unfolding, loving and taking care of your body, mind, and soul, and your emotions will help bring the inspiration and creation and collaborations we wish to see. It's also manifesting perfect health, maybe new habits, and yes, love. Getting enough rest to restore all of your energy will fully let the universe know you have showed up for yourself, for your life, and for your journey, how beautiful it is. Just know, gift giving is from your heart. It has no strings or attachments to what might be received back. Giving with love and letting go. That's the way God rolls. Give to yourself first the precious gift of yourself, opening the heavenly gates of your body, mind, and soul with clarity, determination, and fierceness because you've done the work. Yes, mic drop to all of you doing the work and doing the happy dance, even if somebody's looking. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and be who you came here to be, your perfect self with clarity. Take care of you, family and friends. And just remember, you matter. And so it is. Namaste.